Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back into the show. If you missed our interview with Jim Nance, we're going to play that for you coming up at 4:30. Very happy to play it for you. Always an honor to get Jim Nance on the show. Someone earlier was like, why don't you guys get Nance on all the time they play the Chiefs? Getting Jim Nance on the show is hard. Great work by Rob booking that interview to get Jim Nance on the show. So I have been asking toss-up questions today. The first toss-up question I ask is, the Chiefs were 3.5-point favorites. Do you think that says more about Kansas City and the public's confidence and faith in the Chiefs, or do you think it represents that the public just doesn't believe in the Denver Broncos? It'd be one thing if the Chiefs were a 1-point favorite. That's a small coin flip. That is not what the public is telling you. It's not what Vegas is telling you. They are telling you that they think the Chiefs are noticeably better than the Broncos. Which side does that represent? The other toss-up question we asked is, right now, if we were playing the hypothetical button game, if you could turn Rashee Rice or George Karlaftis into an all-pro, which one would you press the button for? The next toss-up question I'm going to ask you is this. Rob, which advantage of these do you think is the bigger advantage for the Chiefs heading into Sunday? Do you think it's Andy Reid off of a bye where the Chiefs are 22-4, or Andy is 22-4 in his career coming off of a bye? Or do you think it's the advantage that the Chiefs have at quarterback with Patrick Mahomes over Bo Nix? Which advantage do you think is more in the Chiefs' favor heading into this? Do you think it's Andy off a bye, or do you think it's at the quarterback position where Kansas City clearly has the better quarterback between these two teams?
I think it's at the quarterback position because two reasons. One, first and foremost, it is a huge discrepancy. You said it's a major advantage, and I think you're underselling it. Patrick Mahomes versus Bo Nix in 2025 is not a fair fight. Bo Nix has not been good this year. He has regressed from a good quarterback he was last year. Patrick Mahomes is just light years better than him right now. So that's first and foremost why I'm taking Mahomes. But also, in close games, quarterback play matters, and I like the Chiefs quarterback to make those plays. And then my final thought here is Andy Reid off a bye is incredible. I think the stat is he's 22-4 or something after a bye. Just astonishing numbers. But Sean Payton's also a good coach. I don't think he's as good as Andy Reid, but he's a good coach. And he has a mini bye. He doesn't have a full bye week, but he has some extra time after a Thursday night game to prepare. So I don't think he's as good as Andy, and I don't think he has as much time as Andy, but I think he can negate a little bit of Andy's bye week advantage in that time. I don't think there's anything the Broncos can do to negate the advantage Mahomes has over Nick. So I think it's quarterback, and I think it's pretty easily the quarterback advantage they have.
You and I are on the same page, and I don't want to disagree for the sake of disagreeing or play devil's advocate when I don't feel that way. I looked this up because I was really curious. Did you know that Andy Reid is only 1-2 in his career coming off a bye when both teams have a similar advantage? In this game, I know the Broncos played last week, but you remember they played on Thursday Night Football. So yes, the Chiefs got more rest, but we are talking about a mini bye that the Broncos had. So the Chiefs have an advantage, sure. I don't know if at least for this game, if you were going by the rest aspect of it, I don't know if you would consider it to be a gigantic advantage that the Chiefs have over the Broncos because they didn't play. So I think that's one thing. The Broncos have had their own form of a bye here that I think neutralizes some of the things that you feel about Kansas City and Andy Reid heading into this. But I think it is impossible to disregard how much better Kansas City's offense is, even coming after what happened to the Buffalo Bills, than how much better I think their offense is in the Denver Broncos. Chiefs concerns gave us the stats. The Broncos have had more three and outs than Carolina. They have scored one touchdown in their last 17 possessions, and they have been behind in every game that they have played so far this season. The Broncos have proven you can get them down early. Now, they have figured out a way to win a majority of those games, but in the same way that we have seen the Chiefs in years past start games slow, kind of sleepwalk, and then have to dig themselves out of a hole, man, that is the exact same way that the Broncos have played. I mean, and we've also seen, I would say, that their offense has laid a couple of stinkers. Their offense laid a stinker against the New York Jets a month ago. Their offense laid a stinker a couple of weeks ago against the Las Vegas Raiders. There is no reason with this defense that is healthy. Show me where the Chiefs are injured on defense. I know they don't have Isaiah Pacheco right now. That's on the offensive side. Man, everybody is playing on defense. So that D-line is healthy. That linebacker room is healthy. Corner, safety. Everybody on the defense practiced today. There is no reason to let the Broncos go out there and score 24 points against you. You should be able to do some things incredibly well in this game. So you should be able to really get after their quarterback, disrupt timing, limit some things that they want to do. I expect the Chiefs defense to play well against Bo Nix. So I'm with you. I think it's the advantage that the Chiefs have at quarterback in this matchup where I believe that both quarterbacks are going to be going up against good defenses. What quarterback do I think has the ability to overcome it more? It's Patrick Mahomes. It's not close. So I'm with you. For this toss-up, I think the advantage that they have at quarterback is bigger than the advantage that they have with Andy Reid coming off a bye.
We have, you know, another half of this show and two other shows really delve in and break down this game. But my early thoughts on the game is it's going to be a low-scoring, kind of ugly, knockdown, drag-out type of game. Like, I would love the Chiefs went out there and outclassed the Broncos and won 31-10, but the Broncos defense is real deal. So this game kind of feels like a 17-13, a 21-17, kind of slugfest kind of energy. Like that's how I feel this game is going to be. Not a track meet, but a slugfest. So if I think the game is going to be ugly and be a slugfest and kind of be defense first, those type of games are won by a quarterback who can make one or two plays. You don't need your quarterback to make 20, 25 plays. It's not the Rams and Chiefs Monday night game I think we're getting on Sunday. I think you're getting an ugly football game. And in those games, your quarterback needs to make just one or two plays. It's very Marty Ball-ish. Can your quarterback make one or two plays? I don't think Bo Nix can make those one or two plays against the Chiefs defense. I think Patrick Mahomes can, and I think the game is going to be ugly because both coaches are good. So I think you have to lean toward the quarterback unless, and maybe the text line feels this way. Maybe you feel this way. I just disagree. I don't think it's going to be some high scoring affair where it's like, man, Coach X out schemed it to such a high level. This feels like a rock fight is coming, and if your quarterback makes one or two plays, you win those rock fight kind of games.
Yeah, I feel much more confident in this game of Kansas City's ability to go out there and score. Like, I don't think this is going to be the Chiefs score 41 points. I don't necessarily believe that this game is going to be a 17-14 kind of game. Like, I think that Denver's defense is good. Don't get me wrong. But this isn't really a defense that I'm worried about being able to go out there and create a whole bunch of turnovers. Did you know that the Chiefs defense has forced more turnovers this year than the Broncos defense? Like, to me, a lot of this comes down to in the Chiefs winning this game and to me being able to have the advantage on offensively is, can you protect your quarterback? If everybody practiced, that means Joshua Simmons is back. He's practicing. So you're going to have your left tackle. And you also have Juwan Taylor that is practicing as well. So the expectation is going to be that you now have the offensive line that you spent all offseason crafting and creating. So that's a capable offensive line. I've seen what Mahomes can do behind that offensive line. If you can negate that pass rush from the Broncos, I think you're going to be able to score on that team, especially without them not having their best defensive player in Patrick Surtain. So you feel like you line up on the outside. Who do you feel is going to match up with Rashee Rice? Who do you feel is going to match up with Xavier Worthy? And Surtain being there just changes so many things defensively that you want to do. This is not a team that takes the football away. So I'm not necessarily worried about them having a couple of turnovers, a fumble, a couple of interceptions. I think the Chiefs can move the ball against the Broncos. So again, I'm not saying I think the Chiefs are scoring 40 points in there, but I'd be a little bit surprised if Denver's defense held Kansas City to 17. With the options that Kansas City has, this team should score at least 24 points on offense. The question is, can the Broncos score at least 24 points?
Maybe this is just you're higher on the Chiefs offense to me, but like, every time we've entered one of these one-night games, we're like, oh, the Chiefs offense about to really roar back to life and look like themselves again. They don't go out there and just look like themselves again. Like, yes.
They did against the Lions.
They scored 27 against the Lions. Yeah. Also, you know who was playing the Lions defense that day? Me and you. Like, they had Aiden Hutchinson and then nobody else. They had their starting two corners were hurt. They had a hurt linebacker. They had hurt players all over the field. So you're right. They did against the Lions. I don't think that was the Lions that we see every other Sunday. They've also done against the Raiders, who stink. Outside of that, look at the Chiefs' schedule and the top flight teams they faced. They ain't out here just tearing up the scoreboard. The Bills last week, I don't think the Bills' defense very good, or 2 weeks ago now. The Bills' defense isn't very good. The Chiefs struggled at times against that defense.
Couldn't block up front against the Bills, too, which really changed things. Well, I think what you were bringing up is a very fair point. It sounds to me like people have talked about the Chiefs having an elite offense. This is an elite offense going up against an elite defense. You want to see which one wins that fight. And it sounds to me, I don't want to put words in your mouth, it sounds to me like right now you were giving the advantage to the Broncos defense, and you feel like the Broncos are going to be able to limit things that Kansas City wants to do offensively.
I think a better way for me to say it is I think the Broncos have an elite defense, even without Patrick Surtain. Maybe it drops down a half a notch without Surtain. I think the Chiefs' defense is good to great. I haven't seen them be elite yet. If they go out there and they put a number on the Broncos' D, I'll eat my words and be wrong. I haven't seen the Chiefs' defense, the Chiefs' offense, excuse me, be elite yet. So I don't know I can just pencil them in for, well, they're going to be able to take care of the Broncos because they are elite. I haven't seen that elite offense yet. I've seen it against the Raiders, but that doesn't count. That's a preseason game. That's Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That game doesn't mean anything to the Chiefs.
That's interesting. 913-586-7965. I'm curious what you guys think about what Rob is saying about the Chiefs offense going up against it. I mean, this is a top five offense by the numbers going up against a top five defense. So I'm very curious to hear what you guys are going to think. During the commercial break, Rob, I'm going to look up what the over-under is for points scored by the Chiefs. Like, I'm very curious how many points Vegas thinks the Chiefs are going to score in this matchup. Because I think they're getting a 24 or better against this team. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think they are a better team than the Denver Broncos, and I think we'll see it play itself out that way on Sunday. If you missed it, we were joined earlier today by Jim Nance. We'll play the best of it for you coming up in 15 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, if you missed our conversation with Jim Nance, we're going to play that for you here coming up in less than 10 minutes. So, Rob, we have kind of landed on something here. I did not know you felt this way about the Chiefs offense. I'm happy that we are here. It seems to me like you have some questions about the Chiefs offense. And this is the point I'll make. I don't think the Chiefs have a lot more of those measuring stick games left in the regular season. If you listen to people, and I can play for you what Matt Verderam had to say, a portion of the confidence about the Chiefs in the second half of the season is much more about who they play than them. Well, the schedule has been tough, but on the bright side, look, it gets a lot easier the second half of the season.
I'll take it a step further. Chiefs lose this game, you're really looking at like they might miss the playoffs. Like they really might not get in. But I think the next 2 weeks of the season – man, like if they win this game and they beat Indy, I actually think they're going to run the table. Like I don't think they're going to lose any of those last six games. But they need to play more consistent football. They have looked like the best team in football for a large chunk of the year. They've also played horrendous football at certain points.
I think the Chiefs have four measuring stick games left out of their last eight games. Half of these, three of them are in their division. One is next week at Arrowhead. Regardless of if I think the Broncos are real or not real, they're 8-2 and they lead a division. This is a real measuring stick kind of game against a team that could win 13 games, against a team that could potentially be the one seed, against a team that just based off their record, you have to throw them in the conversation of a team that could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl and a team that right now the perception is that the Broncos have the best defense in the National Football League. So the same way that we play the schedule game with every other team in the NFL, I do think we have to be willing to at least entertain that possibility with Kansas City. You ain't showing me nothing later in the year beating Tennessee on the road. That's a bad football team, or beating the Raiders at the end of the season. If you think the Chiefs are a Super Bowl contending team, and I still feel that way against them, these are the kind of games that you cut your teeth against. You got a gotta-have-it game in the division against a team that is ahead of you in the AFC. Now, I went back and I looked this up because I was curious based on the conversation we were having about the offense and how you think they'll perform. You know what this game feels like to me? Do you remember back in, I think it was 2019, remember that game that the Chiefs had against Jacksonville? How everybody was talking big about Jacksonville's defense. I believe it was Tevin Smith, the linebacker, that was kind of laughing about the Chiefs' defense. And the thought process was everybody is, you don't want to be on Mahomes' bad side, right? Well, that day, the Chiefs scored 40 points in that game. Patrick Mahomes was 25 of 33 for 378 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. They were dominant on that day. A lot of the conversation in this game is going to be about Denver's defense. They might have the defensive player of the year on their team and the pass rusher, and the guy that is the reigning defensive player of the year is not playing in this game in Patrick Surtain, like one of the four corners in the history of the league to win the award. So this is, as much as we have spent time talking about the defense and the defensive line and how they got to play well, and all of that is true, man, this is a really big measuring stick. We spent the first 6 weeks of the season as a fan base talking about the Chiefs offense and how, well, wait till they get Rashee Rice back. Wait till they get Xavier Worthy back. Man, they got everybody back. This is the left tackle you wanted. This is the wide receiver one that you guys have been telling me is a top five, top 10 wide receiver. Xavier Worthy, quarterback, head coach. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this team. So I don't want this game to be a rock fight like you were talking about. I expect Kansas City to go out there and open up the playbook, be creative, exploit some weaknesses that they see in this Denver team, and I expect them to score 24 points or more potentially in this game. I think all of the ingredients are there to do that against this Broncos team.
Don't get me wrong. I want that. I would love on Monday to be like, man, the Chiefs offense flexed its muscle, and they went out and they won 27-13 or 28-13, or they even got to 31 points, and the Broncos defense, maybe it was more name than game, just Patrick Mahomes hit a new level. You know, we'll see that gif everyone has on the internet of Patrick Mahomes, you know, as the Office character writing a name down in a book. Like, I want that. But, man, the offense is good. I don't want people to mistake this conversation for me thinking the offense is bad. The offense is very good. I just feel like we've been talking about it hitting this other level and being just 2018 good and just all world and the best we've seen Mahomes in, like, forever. And it hasn't hit those things for me. Now, part of it, too, is I will fully admit the way I judge the offense is every game that's been played, and the first six games count, and the first six games the offense was middling. It got a lot better once Rashee Rice got back, but they've also got a little bit of a dip in their schedule when Rashee Rice got back. They got to play the Ravens defense, which I know is looking better recently, but when they played the Ravens defense, it was atrocious. They've played against the Raiders, who are just awful. They've played against the Commanders, who are also not playoff bound and pretty bad as
a team.
Can
we make this same argument, though, about the Broncos defense? Now, you and I both think the Broncos defense is good, but if we're looking at this win streak that they have had, they have beaten Jake Browning, Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, Jackson Dart. Like, they've been beating up on a lot of bad quarterbacks, too, and gobbling on a lot of teams that you and I don't think can score. I don't think Houston's offense is very good consistently, and they've got a good pass rush.
And Stroud got hurt in that game.
The Texans don't have a good offensive line, so they took advantage of it. None of us think that the Raiders have a good offense. When they went up against an offense that we think is capable, they went up against Dallas. Now, Dallas scored 24 points against them. The Giants scored 33 points against this team. So I got respect for Denver's defense. I don't want to make it seem like we're talking about a defense that this offense, if they perform well, they can't score against that defense. I just don't feel that way about Denver.
I also think, to my rock fight point, and you kind of hit on it before we went to break, you said one of the reasons the Chiefs offense struggled in Buffalo is pass rush. Do you know what Denver is maybe the best in the history of the NFL at? They might break the sack record this year. Like, we haven't been talking about that a lot in Kansas City, and for good reason, but Nick Bonito and that defensive line,
he's been incredible this season.
Not just him. They've all been great. Like, they lead the NFL by sacks by a wide margin. What they do to offensive lines is really, really, really problematic for opposing offenses. Now, you're right. They have definitely gobbled up some bad offense lines at that point. But Philadelphia is a good offense and a good offensive line. Denver was sacking Jalen Hurts. The Cowboys are a good offensive line and a good offense. They were getting pressure consistently on Dak. So one of the reasons I worry this could be a rock fight is that if it's an O-line versus D-line game, even with Josh Simmons back, do we think the Chiefs have the advantage in the trenches, which leads to a rock fight? Now, again, if the Chiefs go out there and dominate, I would be so happy to be like, oh, yep, they're an elite offense. But right now, what, they're 10th in points, 7th in total offense? Like, if you want to be an elite offense, you got to be top five in both. And right now, they just aren't top five in either of those categories.
I want to give you these numbers for the Broncos. Nick Bonito, he has 9.5 sacks so far this season in 10 games. He has been a dog. Nick Bonito has a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year, in my opinion. Jonathan Cooper for them has 7.5 sacks. Zach Allen has 6 sacks. I mean, George Karlaftis, who I think is having a good season, George Karlaftis would be fourth on the Broncos in sacks. And Chris Jones, who is second on the Chiefs, he'd be seventh on the Broncos. You want to talk about pass rushing guys that can get after it? They got four or five guys on that Broncos defensive line that will absolutely get after the quarterback. And that's why you're happy to have Josh Simmons back. You got Juwan Taylor healthy. Like, this is the, you spent a lot of resources on that offensive line. You spent the resources to keep Patrick Mahomes upright and healthy in a game like this against a team that you know wants to get after the quarterback and disrupt timing. Earlier on the show today, we were joined by Jim Nance of CBS Sports. Our conversation with Jim Nance started with, he comes here so often in the fall. What is his favorite thing about Kansas City? What makes Kansas City special?
The people. Clearly the people. I love the city. I love the look of it, the fountains, the restaurants. Had a lot of good times there. It's just become, you're right, I should have bought something a long time ago, but it's always a good time, and I'll be there next week. So you're right. The count is mounting. It's just, this reminds me so much of my years when Brady was in New England and Belichick, and I was in Foxborough about every other week, it felt like. And same kind of things happening right now with Kansas City in my world. That's a good thing.
You got a chance to spend a lot of Sundays with Tom Brady. You got a chance to spend a lot of Sundays with Patrick Mahomes. What similarities do you notice between those guys as you've called a countless number of games for either player?
Gosh, there are just so many. I mean, I think it starts with leadership and acumen. Not accuracy, but they have that too, but acumen. I think these are like such high-level thinkers about how they handle situations and they process things so quickly. I mean, no better example than 15. I mean, the way that he can improvise and see things that no one else, I don't believe, in the game could ever see. It's amazing to watch. But they also, they just can't get enough of winning. And look, what a gift to the community of Kansas City to have Patrick Mahomes as your ambassador for your city, to be leading and spearheading your football team. And I don't even think we're halfway through his career. And you guys are getting spoiled. That's all I can say. You got a really good thing going that probably, you know, every other NFL community, maybe save one or two, would love to have the same situation. Would love to have Patrick as their leader. But he's exceptional. Tom certainly was too. I did all of those AFC championships. I did his Super Bowls, his last as a Patriot, his last ever when he was a Buccaneer, and they're just a cut above, and I got to know them both quite well through the years away from the game, and they're great people, and that's where I think, you know, it all starts.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Nance of CBS Sports. Happy to have him join us on the show today. Jim, this is a little bit of a different Chiefs game than you, a little bit different of a Chiefs-Broncos games. In Kansas City, we're so used to the division being a foregone conclusion, but this is a legitimate race, not just with the Broncos, but with the Chargers. You call Broncos game, Chargers games, and Chiefs games. What do you make of the AFC West really being competitive this year?
Well, this game right here, Carrington, this is so important from Kansas City's perspective. I mean, you guys all know the stakes and how big they are, because if it's a loss, to be three games behind the Broncos this late in the season in the loss column and still have the Chargers in between you, it's going to be, you know, can't ever say it's impossible, because they could certainly win out. But, yeah, you could still win the division. A lot of things would have to break your way to win the division. But, you know, this is a team and a franchise that wants more than just winning the division. They want the one seed. But when you get to a point of perhaps 5-5, that looks highly unlikely. Not impossible. I don't want to say it's impossible and next week come back with the Indianapolis game and still talk about scenarios where it can happen. It could happen. But we all know this is a vitally important game for the red and white. And, you know, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I heard you, as I was in queue, rattling off all the deficiencies with the Denver offense, and there's a lot there. But they've managed to win. I've had them two games this year, both against NFC East opponents. They won in Philadelphia, came from behind, and they had their best offensive performance of the season, a game I did against Dallas out in Denver. So, look, they're 8-2. Their defense is a standout. And I think their offense is going to wake up at some point and play four quarters. It's a heck of a matchup. It really is.
I think that a lot of people feel this way, whether it's about the Colts, and then you'll also get a chance to see the Chiefs play them next week with the Broncos. You know, we've been so used to it's been Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore, and those have been the three best teams in the AFC. It feels like it's changing a little bit, but I think there's a group of people that want to see how real is this Broncos team? Are they a true Super Bowl contending team that can play in San Francisco at the end of the year, or is this just a team that has a good regular season and falls by the wayside?
I don't know how to, like, foreshadow what it's going to look like the second half of the season for them. I know they've got a great coach. Sean knows what he's doing. I actually think Bo Nix is going to be a star in the league for a long time. I'm not super impressed with what they have in the receiving game on the outside, although Cortland Sutton's really good. But, you know, these are crazy. I mean, Indianapolis could be the one seed. I don't think they will be, but, you know, they've played great football. And it's just one of those really super quirky years right now in the NFL. And I can't wait to see how it's going to play out. I still think the Chiefs, if there was a tournament today and you bracketed this thing, you would look at it and I would say, I'll take Kansas City. But that doesn't mean they're going to win on Sunday. And it's interesting, to your point a second ago, it's not going to happen, but you could have a situation. You mentioned Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. We could have those three teams with those three quarterbacks. They could all be wild card teams. They really could. It's possible. You know, it's just bizarre to think they could be coming in all three of them, knowing they have to where they want to go, what they have the potential to do. They might have to be on the road, but we've seen Kansas City do that before. Just a couple of years ago, I got to do all those games, including when they won at Baltimore. So, look, let's take it for what it is. Denver is rapidly improving. They've won a lot of close games. I mean, it's crazy how many close games and fourth quarter comebacks they've had. They're going to be a problem for a long time. This is not a one-hit wonder. They're good. Their defense is good. And I think the Chargers are building something. But I still say Kansas City's Kansas City. You still got Andy Reid. You still got Spags. You still got Mahomes. And I still think it's, you know, Kansas City's the team to beat. But, man, what a year this has been. It's been the wackiest one for me, and this is 41 years for me being in the league. This has been a wonder to watch.
Right now, we're talking to Jim Nance for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts. I have two final questions before we get you out of here. The first question is, this is something that my boss, he is one of those golf weekend warriors that thinks that he could play any course. You know Augusta National as well as anybody. Do you think the average weekend warrior golfer, do you think they could break 100 at Augusta?
Depends on what tees they put you on. That's the truth, okay? If they put you all the way back, no. But if you play like the members tees, yes. Now, look, my game is shoddy. It used to be decent decades ago. But when I play Augusta, it all comes down to, can you chip and putt? If you're going to hole out everything and have a legitimate score, can you chip and putt? Because you can drive it in a lot of places for us wild hitters off the tee. You can still manufacture a second shot and get the ball close to the green, if not on the green, with your second shot. The canopies are raised high enough, and you're not going to be stymied that many times, and there's not that much out of bounds. And I mean, it's pretty generous off the tee. But you better be able to putt, and you better be ready to experience chipping and putting and balls running out like you've never seen in your life. So having said all of that, when I was in my 20s, when I first started going to Augusta, I was shooting in the 70s around there. Not par, but, you know, I was shooting some good scores. And by my 40s, you know, I was shooting in the 80s, in the low 80s. Now in my 60s, and I'm, you know, on a good day, I'm maybe shooting in my low 80s to mid 80s, and sometimes a little north of that, because I'm just not good enough chipper or putter to get the ball in the hole. So breaking 100 for the average golfer, put them on the members tee, they got a chance.
Last question, Jim, and we really appreciate your time. I'll get you out of here with this. I just like hearing you show Kansas City love as somebody that's lived here my whole life. You mentioned the restaurants and the food scene. I would put Kansas City up against a lot of cities when it comes to food. Whenever you're here, where are some of your favorite places to eat?
Oh, man, you're going to get me in trouble here, Carrington. You know, First off, there's so many. So if I name one barbecue place, I'm going to have a lot of people mad at me, and I know all these people. So let's just say that's just a universal tie for first. And then, you know, we used to stay down at the Plaza area, and there's a great general manager. Kim is her name. She runs the Capitol Grill down there for years. She's great. Her warmth and leadership just is, has an umbrella effect over that restaurant. And I know it's a chain, but it feels like it's Kansas City's standalone very own. And, you know, when we were doing games during COVID and you weren't allowed to meet in person and there were no fans at the games, and we were staying right across Ward Parkway, right across the way, she would, for our crew, they would hand deliver, you know, dinners at our door. You know, you weren't even allowed to leave your room. So there's just that extra touch. So I'm loving the chance to give her a little shout out. I've been to 1587. And obviously, it's exceptional. It's really good. Now I'm going to give you an old timey one here. Okay, the Savoy Grill. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, Jim. That was a good one. See, Jim, that's how I know you're real Kansas City. Whenever you're throwing out places like Savoy Grill.
Yeah, the Savoy. Go get the Harry Truman table, the booth. You got to realize, man, I'm a chameleon in some ways because I have learned to adapt to all these major cities in America, and I've been going to them for decades. And I'm not a guy that's I've never been a guy that wants to hang out in a bar. I'm not looking for any night scene, but I am looking for a good dinner, a great hotel and a good dinner, and I'm a happy traveler. So you can name an NFL city or golf cities that I go to for the PGA Tour. And you can bet I know a lot of people in my favorite places. And it's a little bit of a rinse, repeat, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. But I get so many times in Kansas City, I can't hit them all every time. But the prevailing feeling for me is just the overall Midwestern kindness and hospitality. It's a great city. I'll tell you my favorite place to go there. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's not a away from the eateries, okay? It's Luce Park. And in the fall, if you catch it just right, you might go out on a Saturday for a walk, and you might see a wedding taking place at one end and something else happening over in the Rose Garden. You'll see families out playing with their children on the playground. There's a nice little loop around the perimeter of that park, and there's beautiful homes. There's a pretty school up that way that I've often let my mind wonder about what it must be like to live around there and dropping your kids off at that school. And I try to go there virtually every time I'm in Kansas City just to have my little meditation moment, put some earbuds in, listen to a game or listen to a pod, listen to some music, take a walk, take a little light jog, and people watch. And that's my favorite Kansas City experience of all, is that park.
That was Jim Nance of CBS Sports joining us earlier on the show today. If you missed any part of that, be sure to check it out on the podcast page or on the 96.5 app. I want to ask you guys this question. You can clearly hear that Jim Nance knows ball. If you ask him a restaurant in Kansas City and he says Savoy Grill, you've been here a little bit. You know the local food scene. Rob, what is the most you know ball restaurant in Kansas City? I'll give you my answer coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable.
Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, a couple of things, a couple of news and notes, and then we'll get back to football. Number one, we just had Jim Nance on the show. Jim Nance has been to Kansas City, I don't know how many times at this point. Jim Nance has probably been to Kansas City 50 times. That's probably a rough estimate of 50 times. So I asked him, hey, when you're here, where do you like to eat? He threw out a Savoy Grill. Now, I think a Savoy Grill is a you-know ball. So I asked you guys on the text line, 913-586-7965. If you are not from here, if you're an out-of-towner, but you've been here before, if you ask them, hey, where do you like to eat? There's some restaurants that are going to come up. Gates, Q39, like there's restaurants that these are the most popular restaurants in the city. But what is a deep cut? What is a place that if you were playing blackjack with somebody in Vegas, they ask you where you're from, you say Kansas City, and they say, oh, I've been there. I love to eat at fill in the blank. You would be like, you would be really impressed. Oh, you know Kansas City. Rob, I wrote down 3 places. These are the 3. Number 1, Go Chicken Go. Go Chicken Go is a place for the locals. That's not really a place that tourists go eat. Like, if you got somebody coming in town for 3 days, Go Chicken Go is not usually super high on the list of where you take them. We know it's good. I don't know if they know it's good. So Go Chicken Go is on that list to me. I threw a real deep cut barbecue place. If Jim Nance told us that he likes to go hear some live music and eat a little barbecue, if he said that he goes to BB's Lawnside, that would be a you-know ball. Because that's one of those iconic Kansas City barbecue places that if an out-of-towner told you, I like to go there, you would be impressed. And the last one is, you know, we got great steakhouses in Kansas City. If you say Anton's, I think you know ball. Right there on the streetcar line, right there on Main, small. It's not one of the bigger places, but you're going to get a quality steak when you go there. Those are my 3 you know ball places. Again, this is you're in the airport with somebody, you wear a KC hat on, they come up to you and say, oh, my mom lives in Kansas City, or I've been to Kansas City a couple times. I really love to eat it. Fill in the blank. This is a you know ball. Savoy Grill, that's knowing ball. I got to give Jim Nance a lot of credit for that shout out there to Savoy Grill.
You know, what's funny is I had written 2 down. I had number 1, Anton's. Anton's is so good.
100%.
And like, it's a steakhouse. So I don't want to come on here and make it sound like it's cheap. Like, do not confuse this. But like, for the quality of steak you are getting, you're not getting hit over the head for $15.87 prices.
For sure.
You are getting a great thing. And then this is the other one I had. Now, maybe this is too casual of like a restaurant, but I think if someone said they went to a Milwaukee deli, you would look at them like, oh, you went to a Milwaukee deli, huh? Like, that's one where the food's good. You get pizza, deli, burger.
The pizza's fire down there.
Pizza's really good. The sandwiches are great. You can grab a beer. Like, it, and it's downtown, but like, it's not like, you know, power and light downtown. So I have Milwaukee Deli and Anton's as my two where it's like, oh, if someone from out of town, like, if someone at my wedding was like, hey, went to Milwaukee Deli today, I'd be like, you did? That's incredible. Because those two places are you-know-ball to me.
Do you think that Manny's would be a you-know-ball place? I know it's a very popular place, but if you were talking to an out-of-towner and they told you they love to eat at Manny's, I would be impressed. I would say you-know-ball.
So I think there are places on the boulevard that I think are you-know-ball. I think Manny's is almost too popular to be you-know-ball. And Manny's is great, but I think if you
Ponax
said...
Ponax count for you-know-ball?
I was about to say Ponax.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Ponax is you-know-ball.
Okay, all right, I'm curious. Next thing I want to get your opinion on. Did you know that according to Page Six, Taylor Swift has already asked two people to be her bridesmaids? Rob, would you like to guess who these two people are? They are very, very famous people. She is all... According to this... Two people have already been asked to be a part of the wedding from the Taylor Swift side. We don't know on Travis's side, but I did make a list on who I think Travis's groomsmen are going to be. Who do you think she asked?
Well, first off, let's not waste time. Jason's going to be on the list.
100%.
I hope he's going to be the best man,
for sure.
I hope he didn't even waste time.
He's going to be the best man. Yeah.
Okay, so two famous people. Selena Gomez?
100%. Yes, correct.
Oh, man. One for one. Oh, number two is going to be tougher.
She might be the maid of honor.
She might be the maid of honor.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's the maid of honor.
Yeah, as far as like... Unless, like, a friend we don't know who's a non-celebrity, I think she's definitely on the list. Oh, man, who would be another famous person? I don't know if I have a guess for the second one.
Gigi Hadid.
I would have literally never guessed.
Gigi Hadid
and Taylor Swift are friends like that?
According to Page Six, Gigi was surprised that Taylor asked her to do it. Was surprised that she asked her to do it. What famous person do you think that Travis is going to ask? If you had to guess a famous person that's not a teammate, because we know Mahomes is going to be asked to do it. You know that Jason's going to be asked to do it. And I think we know some of his close friends. Like he's really close friends with a guy named Eric. They've done stories about him. Mm-hmm. I assume that Eric is going to be one of the groomsmen. We know there's going to be a famous person. Who do you think that famous person will be? Because if she's got Selena Gomez and Gigi Hadid, he's going to have a famous person as one of his groomsmen.
I'm trying to think who is a friend now.
Bradley Cooper?
Let me ask you a question. This is a interesting question. Do you think one of her close friends as a guy could be the famous person that ends up as a groomsman? Could I see a scenario where Ed Sheeran is a groomsman?
Yeah, but because this, you know, okay, I've never been married, so I don't know. I'm guessing that her brother will be a groomsman,
now,
and then that takes the spot of, like, I've already had your brother. I don't know if I'm taking Ed Sheeran as one of my groomsmen if me and Ed Sheeran are not close like that. He can come to the wedding, of course. Sing Shape of You. I don't know what other songs you got going on. I don't know if I'm hanging out with Ed Sheeran and having him around if I don't know him like that. Your brother's a different deal. Hey, we family now. Ed Sheeran ain't family.
Now, your logic is correct. Now, I don't know Taylor Swift's family well enough. I'm not a Swiftie. Does she have a brother? Because my thought is,
Austin Swift. How do I know all of this about the
Swift?
What
is happening over there?
I don't know how I know all of this. But yeah, his name's Austin. I'm a Swiftie.
Not only did you know she has a brother, you had his name.
Yeah, I'm
so
serious. His name is Austin. I don't know I have that information.
My Ed Sheeran thought is gone. Yes, Austin will be a groomsman, so my Ed Sheeran thought is gone. Ooh. I'm just legitimately astonished about the brother thing.
Someone said MGK.
MGK is a really good
I'm just going
to
say respectfully, I don't think MGK is matching the brand for this one.
Do MGK and Taylor Swift get along? Is there in the same music sphere?
I'm just guessing. Whenever we get the IG picture of all of the people that are in the wedding, I'm just going to guess that MGK ain't in that picture. I'm just going to go out on the limb. I don't think he's going to be in that picture.
Ooh, Texline has a good suggestion. What about Bad Bunny?
That's a good one. Bad Bunny's a good one.
They were in Happy Gilmore
for sure.
2 together.
Bad Bunny's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Real good one. All right, that's a good one. I'm throwing that out there. We now know two people. We now know two people that have been asked to be in the wedding. We already knew Selena Gomez was going to be in the wedding. Like, Selena Gomez is in it. Gigi Hadid. We don't know anybody from the Travis aside. We're just taking guesses on who we think. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've been doing a lot of toss-ups today. If you missed any of them, I'll let you know what they are. We also had Patrick Mahomes on the show. We'll play that for you. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.